And first I'm going to talk about Trinidad, then I'm going to share with you the video that we have. And the government there in Trinidad allows us to come in 3 years at a time, and then we have to leave for a year. We can get a permit for 3 years. So we can stay in the country as long as our permit's valid. And so we get a three-year permit, and then we have to leave for a year before we can reapply for a permit again and go back then for another 3 years. So we're on our year out. We go back 3 weeks from Tuesday. So we've been out just over a year. We've already reapplied, and we're getting the paper mailed back to us that we can take in as we when we go through the airport. So that's 3 weeks from Tuesday. So if you would please stop by the table, take one of our prayer cards, and remember to pray for us. Pray for us as we move back to Trinidad. And we've already shipped some things down. We're shipping some more things down. And we already have a house set up down there that we rent with furniture and things down there. But just keep us in prayer and the church that we have down there. And I enjoy coming back to churches that have had a part in our ministry because I can show you the DVD and show you the video. I want you to, it talks a little bit about Trinidad and talks a little bit about us. But the song at the end, those are all pictures of people either from our church that attend our church, are members of our church, have gotten saved in our church. Almost everybody that comes to our church, we're the first church they've started coming to regularly. And if they're saved, they come to our, most of the people that have been saved or that are saved in our church have gotten saved because of what our church has done. And I understand, you know, it's not us that's doing it. It's Jesus Christ that does it. We're just happen to be the vessel he works through. But it's because of you guys being faithful and you guys being faithful in supporting these other missionaries. I'm sure every missionary you support could come up and share the same kind of testimony that you have part of the fruit that's down there in Trinidad. So as you see that song at the end, I want you to pay attention because that's part of your fruit. You may never meet those people on this side of heaven. But when you get up to heaven, you'll be able to meet people from Trinidad that have gotten saved because of what you guys have invested in our ministry, because of what you guys have done down there. And I appreciate that, and we're grateful for that. So we go back 3 weeks from Tuesday. One of the things we do down there, we have a young adult ministry. We bring young adults over to our house, and once a month have a cookout and a Bible study, and, you know, food and young adults, right? So that brings the young adults. And then we take that opportunity to do the Bible study and things, and that gives our young adults that come faithfully to church an opportunity to invite teens and young adults that don't normally come, and they'll come to our house and eat our food and then fellowship with our young adults and learn some things from the Bible, from the Word of God, have some of their questions answered, sometimes even have their own questions that we get a chance to talk with them about what Jesus Christ did for them. And that allows us to go back and visit them, share the gospel with them. And one of the things that is down there in Trinidad is almost everybody in Trinidad is religious, of some kind of religion. There's a lot of Hindus down there, a lot of Catholics in our area, a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses and Seventh-day Adventists. All of them believe in a work salvation of some kind. They're doing something, they're attaching something either to Jesus Christ, or like the Hindus, they attach Jesus Christ to one of their other gods. They worship Jesus Christ, they pray to him, but he's just one of another list of gods that they have. And you can go into the Hindu homes, and you can see statues of their gods and then a statue of Jesus Christ, or pictures of their gods and a picture of Jesus Christ. And if you ask a Hindu person in Trinidad, would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, they'll say yes, and they'll pray with you, but they're not accepting him as the only way to heaven. They're just adding him to the list of gods they already have and praying to him as much as they pray to other gods. And we know from what the Bible teaches that if you do anything to add on to salvation, then you're working your way to heaven, and you can't do that. You're not going to heaven that way. So most of the people there are working their way to heaven. And so when you try to talk with people that way, it takes time for them to understand that they first have a need of a Savior, that they actually had their good works can't save them. So pray for us, because I don't have a whole lot of patience, and it takes patience to work down there. They drive on the other side of the road. It takes patience to drive down there. The food is good. I like the food. It doesn't take any patience to eat the food. But all those things take patience and time. But the church that we have down there, we usually have about anywhere from 45 to 65, depending on the service, in our services there. And then we'll have special services. When we get back down, one of the things that we'll be getting right onto, there's another missionary that we work with, and our Vacation Bible School is coming up. And we'll have anywhere from 100 to 200 kids in our auditorium doing different things. and a lot of kids that don't normally come to our church, and that also gives us an opportunity to enter more homes. And we found out that Hindu families, even though they won't come to church and won't come to our services, they'll send their kids to Vacation Bible School. And once they see that you have an interest in their kids, you get a chance to go to the homes and begin to share the gospel with them. And it takes a lot of time and investment in those lives. We've seen some of those Hindu families take 2 or 3 years before they actually accept Jesus Christ. It takes that kind of time and patience. But we do use that as an opportunity to share Christ with them. And we've seen fruits from our Vacation Bible School and opportunities to go and reach in our community around our church. So keep all those things in prayer. And I gave the young adults in the class I was in this morning this prayer request, and I'll give it to you also. And we can go back and take the card. I could give you a lot of prayer requests, but I'm going to give you one especially. Pray for a young man in our church named Dylan. He got saved in our church, has been growing for the past 2 or 3 years there in the church, and he's recently started leading the music for our church, our congregational singing and things. And that's a big step for him. He's 22 years old. He may be 23 now. But he got saved through our church, has given his life over to God, had to give up a lot of things that he liked doing, like cricket on Sundays and things like that. And that's a big deal for him, and a big deal for anybody that's from Trinidad to give up cricket. Not for me. I don't care as much about cricket as they do. But for him, it was a big deal. And as he's given his life over to God, God has really used him and his family and the community there, the area that he lives in, his neighbors. And just pray that God will continue to use him as he turns his life over to God, and that he won't be discouraged and he'll stay faithful and what God has called him to do. And there's a lot of other requests I can give you. If you have a lot more or a lot longer list that you want, I can give you a lot more after the service. And if you have any questions about Trinidad, feel free to come up and ask me any questions after the service. I could talk about Trinidad for another hour, and if I could remember everything to tell you. But if you have any questions about it, the video does talk a little bit about where it's at and things. And there's a little box in the back also that has coins in it. I passed out coins in the Sunday school class, and I already gave out some. But if you'd like a coin, I only have one more meeting here before we go back to Trinidad. I got one more meeting next week down in Florida. So feel free to take some of those coins if you'd like them, if you were going to use them. But if you take them, then you're committing to pray for me every time you see that coin. All right? So if you're going to take that coin and exchange it at the bank, don't take it, right? Just take that coin if you're going to. It's not worth that much. You have to take a whole bunch of coins. But just remember to pray for us. We need and covet your prayers down there in Trinidad. God is doing a lot of great things down there, but it takes time and it takes our prayers and our work and effort and turning our lives over to him to do it. And once again, just before the video plays, I'd like to say thank you again. And that last song, that's part of your fruit that you have down in Trinidad. Trinidad is a Caribbean island located 8 miles north off the coast of Venezuela. A beautiful island that is the size of Delaware, Trinidad has a humid tropical climate that makes it a home to many exotic birds and colorful flowers. This brings many visitors to the island, making tourism the number one industry of Trinidad, followed closely by a large petroleum business. The white sands, the dark green forest, and the blue waters of the Caribbean Sea, along with the friendly, carefree attitude of the Trinidadian people, combine to make Trinidad and Tobago appear to be a perfect tropical paradise. But underneath all the natural beauty and calm lies a culture full of spiritual superstitions and fears. 40% of Trinidad's people are Catholic, another 40% are Hindu, and the remainder is a mix of Anglican, Jehovah's Witness, Mormon, devout Muslim, and many other cults. Many of these believe Jesus Christ is just another god to add to their list of many gods. They believe heaven can only be achieved through hard work, if at all. For a nation that is so religious, they have no hope. They are dying of a thirst, a spiritual thirst that only Christ can quench. Jesus says in John 4:14, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst,
But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. We are the Hassler family. God has called us to go and take the living water of Jesus Christ to the people of Trinidad. I grew up in a pastor's home and came to know the Lord at an early age when my father shared the gospel with me. When I was a teenager, my family and I raised support to go to Brazil. While there, I was able to help my father establish an indigenous church. I returned to the States for Bible college, where I met Tammy. We were married in 1997. It has been a huge blessing to have a wife who is so willing to serve the Lord.
I also grew up in a pastor's home, and like Eric, I too was saved at an early age. God began to burden my heart for the mission field as a teenager when I took a summer missions trip to Mexico.
My family and I are excited about what God is doing in Trinidad. We've seen great things since 2008 when we first arrived. God has been working in Aruca Baptist Church, where we have seen both numeric and spiritual growth. From vacation Bible school to men's and ladies' meetings to teen and young adult events, we have seen God's hand of blessing in the church and in our own lives as we serve Him. Please pray for my family and I as we carry the living water of the gospel to the thirsty souls of Trinidad.